Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we're starting roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud, and the Gemara first quotes from the Brais of yesterday. Remember yesterday we had in the Brais a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda, we start off from Meir, the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, second Chachamim, and then we had Rabbi Shimon. The focus of the Brais until now was that both Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim held that Yechidim B'Shas Man Heter Habomois were not able to bring Choy Vois, according to Reb Meir and according to the Chum, anywhere. They couldn't bring Choy Vois Yochid, Achatos or Noshem, either on the Bama Ketana or on the Bama Gedoyla, because the Pasuk says, Ishka HaYosher, the Ein of Yas, and the more darshaned Yeshorois. Yeshorois means Nidorim and Nidovis. And then we had Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda went and said one step further that regabe choy voice you couldn't even bring on the Boma Gedoyla. We had a machloikis whether you can go and bring the choy voice on the Boma Gedoyla or not. According to Meir and the Chum, you could not, the Yochid could not bring choy voice anywhere, the Bomas Yochid or the Bomas Tzibur. Well, according to Yehuda, you could bring it on the Bomas Tzibur even though you could not bring it on the Bomas Yochid. And then we had another Chachamim. The Gemara said that the Chachamim basically agrees with the first two man the Amram. The only Machlokes is Gabi Nesachim. And finally we had Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon said in the Ban of Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph that Av Tzibur Lo Hikrivu El Psachim L'Choyvish Shekvun Lehen Zman. What does it mean, L'Choyvish Shekvun Lehen Zman? Your daily Oilois, Oilois Tomei Shel Shachar, Tomei Shel Bein Arboim, your Karban Musaf. However, L'Choyvish She'enam Kvun Lehen Zman, and those were in the category of the Par, Helam, Dovash, Tzibor, and the Seirim for Avodah Zarah. That's a Choyv Tzibor, but it's not Kavu Zman. So, what's the halacha? Those could not be brought Bishas Heter Bomas on the Bama Ketana or on the Bama Gedolah. So, Kimar Omamat, Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says you cannot bring the Choyv She'en Kavun Lenzman. My time Reb Shimon, what's the Makar of Reb Shimon? The Chassid says in the Pasik, Vayasub in Yisrael as a Pesach beGilgal. This Pasik is not verbatim the Pasuk in Yehoshua. The Pasuk is slightly different. It says, Vayachnu b'nei Yisrael ba'gilgal, v'yasu sepesach barbo asr yoyim. But the point is that they came into Eretz Yisrael and they made the Korban Pesach. Now, if you look back in Yehoshua, this is talking that as soon as Klal Yisrael came over the Yarden in the time of Yehoshua, they arrived in Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan, 4 days before Erev Pesach. And then it tells us, even though it was a very short time, 4 days later they brought Karm Pesach.
But it does show you that they traveled for Pesach.
Yes, exactly. But they didn't go to hotels. Anyway, Lemaise, they now arrive in Eretz Yisrael the 10th day. 4 days later they make Karm Pesach. Very more pshita. Oh my. Karm Pesach has Chiyav, so of course they had to do the Karm Pesach. El HaKamashvon. The Pasuk is telling you only Pesach type of Karbanis were brought. Non-Pesach Dikah Karbanis were not brought. What means Pesach Dikah Karbanis? Pesach Karbanis means Karbanis which are Choyvois Shekvu Lehen Zman. But Choyvish Eloi Kvu Lehen Zman, we just started 2 minutes ago. Choyvish Eloi Kvu Lehen Zman, they did not bring. Okay, so L'Choy Reb Shimon has a point. That's what the Pasuk is being mechadish from Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. That's what the Pasuk is being mechadish, that only Choyvois HaKavuin Lehen Zman, like the Karban Pesach, were brought. V'idach, what do the other man, the Yomim that we had, Reb Meir and the Chacham and Reb Yehuda and the other Chacham, what do they do with this Pasuk? V'idach, miboy leilek Reb Yochanan. We're almost halfway down. V'yom Reb Yochanan, Mishim Reb Anoa, Orel Mekabel Hazor, Tani. No, Oro Mekabel Hazor. What is this Oro Mekabel Hazor? So, Bikitsur, it's all very, very straightforward. Rashi explains that the vast majority of the Yidden that came into Eretz Yisrael at that time were Tmei Mason, and therefore they needed the spritzing of the Paraduma. And many of them, if not most of them, were also Arelim. They did not have a bris during the 40 years in the Midbar. Now they come into Eretz Yisrael, and they all had brisim, those that needed brisim. So now let's go make a simple cheshbon, says Rashi. Klal Yisrael arrived in Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. Because of Chulshud V'Orcha, they could not have their bris on that day. They'd have to wait till the next day, on the 11th day of Nisan. Aha, Okay, so they have their bris on the 11th day of Nisan, and they all have to have hazor. Let's assume that only someone who has a bris milah can have hazor. If that's the case, we got a big problem. What's the big problem? As we know, you have to do hazor of the paraduma on yom hashlishi uba yom hashvi. The yom hashlishi you can start whenever you want to start. So they could have started counting the first 3 days, lamashal, on day 8, 9, and 10. That would have been fine. Or they can do it on 9, 10, 11 of Nisan, whatever you want. Then do the first hazor, and then you do the second hazor 4 days later, shlishi, and then 4 days later on shvi. The shlishi and shvi don't begin from the time the person became a tmeimes. He could have become a tmeimes 5 years ago. Now he decides he wants to go and have this hazor, then he counts 3 days. 3 days, boom, you do the first hazor. 4 days later, you do the second hazor. Okay, so let's make our cheshbon now. They came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day. They had their bris on the 11th day. What would happen if right after the bris, they would say, okay, the boy said, schnell, paraduma, let's go and spritz. And let's assume they already counted 2 days from before. So that would be day 3. So now 4 days later, from day Yud Aleph, that would land us on that day Tezvav. If Tezvav, it's already Yontif. Yontif, they could not bring their kabbanis and eat their kabbanis on the 14th and eat at the Leil Seder, because that would have been before they had their hazor on the 15th day. I'm not even sure you could make the hazor on Yontif, because that would be an inyan of tikkun mana. L'choyer, you'd have a problem there, rabbanon. But anyway, regardless, the point is they wouldn't be able to bring the Karban Pesach, and it says they all brought the Karban Pesach. Aha. Muzduch zayin, that they already had their hazor on day number 10 of Nisan. And therefore, if you add 4 more days, the second hazor was on Erev Pesach. Mm-hmm. And now they can bring their Karban Pesach and they can eat it at night. Yeah, but the problem was that there was still a Reilim on day number 10, because they, Mishum Chosh the Urchas, says Rashi, they were tired out. They couldn't have the Brisim on day 10. They had the Tevil on day 11. Come to Chosh that they had their Hazor before they were Gemalit. And that's what the Gemara is saying, is that an Orel can have Hazor. That's what the Pasuk is telling you. Even though Klai Yisrael, many of them were Reilim, they could have Hazor before they had their Bris. Good. Would you, if you'd like a little water, I brought a copy for you. Tony Tanaka made it of Adar Barahab. Ein bein b'mikdoi l'b'miktana, ele pesef achoyves akvun henzman. This is almost word for word, Reb Shimon, that we started off with from the Braisa. Skip the parentheses. Omalesi told him that to targim masnisech, when you're learning this Braisa, explain it b'oilas choyva. That the case of the choyves akvun henzman, you can have a choyva which is an oilas choyva, and you can have an a chatas choyva. So says this price, we should be referring to an oilas choyva. Thinking to yourself, how can you have an oilas choyva? A zov and a zol and a zova, for instance, and a ledis and a metzayra, all have to bring chatois and oilois choyva. He says, when it says over here that on the bama gedoyla b'shas heter abamis, when they were able to bring on the bama gedoyla choyvois, you know what type of choyvis you were able to bring? Not any type of choyva. In other words, you could not bring a chatas choyva, only an oilas choyva. Why? Because the point of this braisa, and the point of Reb Shimon, and what Rav Adar Bar Hava is now quoting, the Tana before Rav Adar Bar Hava, is that the difference between Bama Gedoyla and Bama Ketana is that in the Bama Gedoyla you can go and bring choyva, and then from the same genre, from the same type of carbon, you could bring on the Bama Ketana, but not choyva, but nedava. And therefore, the Gemara says is an oilas choyva and oilas nadova, that I understand. So therefore, the price is telling us on the bama gedoyla you can bring your oilas choyva, on your bama ketana you can bring your oilas nadova. But now, if we're going to say the same thing for the chatas, there is no such concept of a chatas nadova. Chatas, either you're a chote or not. If you were not chote and you bring a chatas, that in itself is a chait. You're bringing chulin la'azara. And so therefore, to targum asnisech ba'oilas choyva, we're not talking about chatas choyva, we're talking about oilas choyva. The ikka, that it has its parallel, oilas nadova. What's the parallel? By the bama gedoyla you can bring your oilas choyva. By your bama ketana you bring your oilas nadova. Anytime you want to bring an oil, to bring a nadova. Now we have to change the gears here slightly. You notice there's a ches on Maseres Hashas. Maseres Hashas tells us the e chatas is right before the end. The chatas chatas nadova. The chatas chatas nadova mi ikka. If we're not talking about an oil, if you want to say that the choivis that we're saying in the braisa that you can bring on the bama gedoyle choivis means a chatzas choivis. Is there such a concept of a chatzas nedov on the bama tana? Avadanisht. So therefore, muzdach zayin, we're talking about oilos choiva and oilos nedov. Freik diyamara, but I have another option. V'loikma be minchas choiva, and say that on the bama gedoyle they brought a minchas choiva, and on the bama tana they brought a minchas nedov. So therefore, you could have the same type of allocation as well. Talk about a mincha. And therefore, now if you're going to ask, what type of oilus minchas choiva? I never heard of a minchas choiva. Klal Yisrael has to bring a minchas choiva. Yeah. So ikka chavitin. The Kohen Gadol every single day had to go and bring chavitin. Machtzisa v'boike, machtzisa v'arev. And every Kohen Hedget on the day of his inauguration had to go and bring chavitin. Aha. Okay. So I have an oilus, I'm sorry, I have a minchas choiva and minchas nedova. So why did you have to go and say to Targum Masnisach? But oilus choiva and oilus nedova. I can say it's talking about minchas choiv and minchas nedova. Every more kasavra ain't mincha bebama. We already had this mandiyam already yesterday that he holds that there is no such thing as a mincha bebama. Why is it called a minchas? Why did he hold ain't mincha bebama? Because the Gemara says in the pasuk lemanash al yaviu es bnei Yisrael as zivchayim asher him zoyvchen apnei asada zvicham min shchita. You don't have shchita bebama, so therefore there's no mincha is not shchita. So therefore there was no mincha bebama. Bottom line is when we said according to Pshimon, we said according to the Braisa that bama gedoyla has something which the bama ktana does not have. The bama gedoyla has the oilas choyva, the bama ktana has an oilas nedava. Shalom Yisrael. Okay, Zokim Moravait. Bow the Shiloh. They came to Shiloh, and what happened in Shiloh? In the Mishnah, it said something fascinating, that Shiloh was a hybrid of a regular building and that of a tent. What did it say in the Mishnah? It said that the bottom of it was a bottom of avonim, and the top had it irios. They had similar to the covers that they had in the original Mishkan. If you want to look back at Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, there's Imara Boy the Shiloh, it's about 2/3 or 3/4 down the Yemen. Boy the Shiloh, Ne'asru Habamais, V'loi Hoyesham Tikra, that wasn't a normal roof. Ella Bayis Avonin, Bilvad Milmatan, down below, it was made out of stone. Vayirios Vilmalan, on top of that, you had Yirios, he had the coverings. Yois Menuchan, that's what was called Menuchan.
I have
another Gemara.
It's good.
I know it's good. Anyway, Yishok the Gemara. Okay, so the one wants to know, where do you get this from? After all, there are no YouTube pictures from that time to tell you what the Mishkan Shiva looked like. Is minuani midi? Amr b'chiyah baraba, amr b'yoychanan, kosav b'echad oimer, v'atibiyu beis Hashem Shiloh. Shiloh is described as a bayis. Bayis, of course, means a building. Because of b'echad oimer, but there's another passage that says, v'itosh Mishkan Shiloh, oihel shikin ba'odam. So that when they made and built the Mishkan Shiloh, Yekadosh Baruch Hu was shoichin his shechina in an ohel. Ohel is a tent. Uksiv, and I have another pasuk shortly thereafter, a couple of tukum later. V'yimas ba'ol Yosef, Yekadosh Baruch Hu unfortunately rejected the oil Yosef, meaning that of Shiloh. Uv'shevet Ephraim le'vachar, and Nebuch the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed. So one pasuk refers to Mishkan Shiloh as being a bias. Two pasukim refer to as being an oil. Make up your mind. Okay, tzad. Lo'y hoyse sham tikra. There was no roof on top. In that sense, it was like a tent. El avonim el matan. Rather, on the bottom was like a bias. V'yiris mamalan. V'yihoyse menucha. V'yihoyse menucha, because it says, ki lo'y hibosim ad'ota el menucha v'yala nachla, that you can still bring the karbonis on your bomis ktanas. Ki lo'y hibosim ad'ota el menucha, as long as we didn't get yet to Shiloh. Delanachla is referring to Beis Olamim, is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. Anyway,
there actually is a video now you can see in Shiloh.
In Shiloh, what it looks like?
Yeah, there is.
So in Shiloh, the same height of the crossing.
Because
you have urea, so they have to have the same measurements of the urea.
These urea that we're talking about is urea ism on top,
no,
like you have in the Chumash. I mean, so you have to go all the way down. So how far down? So
it
have
to be
more or less the size of the Karashim. Yeah, makes sense. Good. So therefore, the Mishkan Shiloh was a hybrid between a building and between a tent. Next, Kodesh Kudashim. Again, we're talking about Shiloh, and really the Gemara is not focusing on Kodesh Kudashim. We're referring to Kodesh Kal. And Kodesh Kal, it says in the Mishnah, in Shiloh you were able to eat it b'chol haroya. As long as you were able to see the Mishkan Shiloh. For 81 men, immediately, where does this come from? Amar boy shiyad yom. It says in the Pasuk, Yishamu l'chav bentalo, yitzecha b'chol mokim asher tira. Gimel Mokoim, etc., etc. This is the din of Halos. Good. It's telling about how. Good. We're talking about Halos Chutz. We already had the Gemara before about Ishkel Yoshemain of Yasa, which is also this week's parasha, even before Sheni. But anyway, Yishum Luchav Pentalu, Yisabuchal Mokoim, Yishatira, Gimel Mokoim, Yishibchar Hashem Lekech, etc. Okay, so the Pasuk says, don't bring up your Oilus Halos Korban anywhere Asher Ataroya that you see. What do you can see? Don't be malak rabbanis on an altar, on a mizbeach. Mal you can't, but each you can do anywhere as long as you're roya that you can go and see the mizbeach from whence, from where this carbon was brought. Aha. So since in Shiloh, if you were able to go and see the Mishkan Shiloh, those other places in Shiloh, you couldn't bring your kabanas because it was in Isser HaBamais, but you can eat anywhere that you're at the Roy, that you're able to see the Mishkan Shiloh. Who says that the deer, after all, it doesn't say this beferish in the Pasuk. We're just making an inference. Hisham lechopet talo ilasecha, don't be mala anywhere that you see. Aha. But you can eat anywhere you can see. Maybe what you should be medayik is that you can shecht anywhere that you can go and see. How do you know ochel? The pasuk says sham talo oyusecha b'sham tasa. What does it say? It's oyzayin kim b'mokam shiivchar Hashem bi'achad shvachtivsecha sham talo oyusecha b'sham tasa kol hashanoichim mitzadeka. Why do you have these two shams? The two shams come to tell you that we're able to do the tala. That's we're able to do the tasa. Just like the tala, you can't do it b'chol mokam mashatira. The tasa, which is referring to all the asiyos hakorban, including the shechita, you also can't do it b'chol mokam mashatira. But you only have to do it where the mishkan is, mishkan shiloi, on the big mizbeach in the mishkan. Aha. Anyway, so bottom line is, when medayik eating, you can eat b'chol aroya, but not mala and not shoychet. Good. But I have more rayas. That Avdimi bar chasa. Omar Kroichan no chapasik, v'loy sa'anas shiloi. The word means is sa'anas shiloi. Da'ash yimora shekol aroya oisim misaneach olav ala velas kodshim shiloi. This word ta'anas shiloi, the Gemara is da'ashing, if you will, pidrush, based on a pasuk in Eicha, which we refer to numerous times in the Kinois. If you look at the second line of the Rashi in the right-hand margin, Tanas Loshen Ta'aniyah V'aniyah, which means, Nebuch, we are moaning and groaning, we're all upset, Nebuch, about the Chorban. So therefore, Tanas Shiloh means that we're all groaning and moaning about the destruction of Shiloh. What are we groaning and moaning about? Mokim Shekol Roya Oysoi Mesaneach Olav, that anybody that can go and see from a distance, the Mishkan Shiloh starts sighing and starts moaning and says, "Oy, Alchidus Kodshim Shiloh. Oy, I remember the good old days when we used to, at this point, to be able to eat the Kodshim because we were able to go and see the Mokim of the bias of the Shiloh. Unfortunately, now I don't see it, and that's why Nebuch, I am totally upset." The interesting thing is, there is no such pasuk for Loitana Shiloh in the top line, and this is a rare Rashi. The Rashi says, "I went through the whole Tanakh. I didn't find such
not
a place."
Shiloh wasn't destructed. Shiloh was taken away when they built the base of English. Right?
No, so there was it was destroyed in the times of Eli. We're going to see there was another 57 years between Shiloh and the Bismigdash. That's when the Mishkan went over to Noi V'Givayim. We're going to see that in the bottom of the Amud in Mi'ertz Hashem.
You also had that pasuk just quoted earlier on Amud Aleph, that was also a little bit different than the actual pasuk.
Well, that was because Gemara often does that to kind of shorten it, not to bring a long pasuk. But here, the pasuk, the word Loitana Shila doesn't exist. However, Rashi says, but there is a similar form, Mizrachot Tana Shila, the top Rashi on the Amud. Yeah. And in fact, the Gemara is going to quote it a little bit further down on the Amud. No, you're right. It's twice in one blot is kind of rare. Here, you're right. Anyway. The Sebishim Chasam Soif is Chisyon Leini, that when he would darshan, he would write down all his psukim when he held the drasha. The rest of the drasha he could say balpeh. Brilliant. But the psukim he always wrote down because it says, Zvorin Shebuchsav Iata Rishoy Lo'imran balpeh. If he didn't have notes with the psukim, he would specially misquote it that he shouldn't be over on this issur of Dvarim Shebuchsav Iyef Shalom Rapeh. So therefore he would always add a subtracted word. So I didn't quote the Pasuk, I'm paraphrasing the Pasuk. So the Gemara here to also paraphrase the Pasuk, doesn't say precisely misalandrish. Maybe for the same reason, I don't know. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so therefore the the Nebuch, the sighing and the moaning and the groaning is because of the destruction of the Mokim Atarai. Continuing the Mara, Ribavo, Omar, I have another pasuk. Omar, Kra, Dein Peris Yosef, Peris Ali, Oyin, Bonis Tzuad Ali Shur, Dashi Nimor, Ayin Shali Rotetzal, Lozin, Vlehonis, Midobar, Sheinish Aloi, Tiske Vitoichum, Kim Aloi, Einel. Rashi says that the word Peris over here is from Meloshin of Piri Verivia, meaning something which is fruitful. Maybe you can move over right by the Amisola. Anyway, sorry. Something which is fruitful. What's fruitful is that I can go and eat the kodshim in a wide region. What's the reason why I can eat in a wide region? Wide region meaning that you can go and see the Mishkan. What's the reason for that? Says the Imar, just like Yosef Atzadik was very careful. When it came to Eishes Potifar, as we all know, he ran out. He didn't want to have a no from such a terrible thing. So Tiska Kadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, you didn't want to go and see something that you're not supposed to be involved in. You ran out. Tiska B'toyichal Kimaloy Enea. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a special bracha that you can go and eat the kodshim Maloy Enaim. And as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, and in fact the Gemara that we quote on the Omer Aleph, it refers to Shiloh as being the Mishkan of Yosef. By Yimas Po'oil Yosef. So therefore, Poshim Shat is that the Mishkan Shiloh was in the Chedek of Yosef. We'll see soon it's not so simple. But that's what the Gemara holds at this point. And so therefore, in this Chus, that Yosef was careful with what he saw and what he didn't see, Kodesh Baruch Hu allows you to eat Kimuloi Enayim when you go and see the Mishkan Shiloh. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, I have another pasuk. Ritzoin Shoichni Sne. Ayin Shli Rotsa Lihanois. Again, the word Ritzoin is the Yosef didn't want to have a Noah looking at the Ishes Paitifar. He was Shli Rotsa Lihanois Medavashen Shaloi. Tiski, you'll have the schuz v'toichal bein hasnum. You'll be able to go and eat on the chalik of other shvatim, even, in other words, even if from a distance, let's just say you can go and see Mishkan Shiloh, Yechvais, 10 blocks away. I'm just giving you an arbitrary example. That 10 blocks away, right, might already be in the chedek of Binyamin, the chedek of Don, the chedek of God, the chedek of somebody else. And as we know, the other brothers hated Yosef, and that's why they never sold him, etc. So that's the lashon of Shoich Nisne, because he had the rotzayn of, he was careful with his type and not to see what he shouldn't see. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him this chus, that he'll be Shoich, and you can go and eat the kabanois, sne, bein asnuim, even on the other people's properties, the nachlis of the other shvatim, as long as it's b'chol harayim. Ton and the price we learned, roye amru, roye kuloi, v'loy hamafsik beinu lebeinu. It's got to be that you can go and see it, and not that something is blocking your vision. The kuloi doesn't mean that you have to be able to see the whole thing. It just means to say is that, you know, sometimes you could be in close proximity, but if there's a building there, there's a big tree, you're not going to see it. So he said, it's got to be that you can go and see it, and that there's not a dover hamafsik. I'll give you an example. Oh, the Beis Knesset in Loin apparently was in Shiloh, and from there you could see the Mishkan Shiloh, because there was nothing in between, no buildings, no nothing that hindered your eyesight. Amr Papa. It doesn't mean that you have to see the entire Mishkan Shiloh from top to bottom, right to left. Just mean as long as you can go and see part of it from where you're sitting, that's enough to be able to go and eat from the cart.
What is that B'nai Knesset at the moment? That was just
a Beis Knesset in a place called Moin. Yeah, exactly. Hashul, right. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Nusach they damit, you know. Nusach Hodu and Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Shiloh. Oh, Shiloh. You know what? They use a Shiloh Siddur. When I was a kid, we all used Shiloh Siddur, right?
Right?
Very good. Beautiful. Good. Boy, Rapapa. Oymid v'roi, and Rapapa asked two shaylos one after the other. Boy, Rapapa, oymid v'roi, yoshev ein roi, mai. What happens if you stand, you can see the Mishkan Shiloh, but once you sit down to eat, you can't see it anymore. Mai. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, oymid al gabi anachal v'roi, betoich anachal ein roi. What happens if you're standing next to like a riverbed or the side of a valley or something, and as long as you're standing on the side, you look up, you can see it. But if you go down 2 or 3 inches, you don't see it anymore. Mai. So, demor teiku, tishbi atarz. In a Mishkan for Klal Yisrael, Bishiloi, and later on Noivin Givoin. Noivin Givoin go together as kind of a set, and Beis Elamim and the Beis Hamikdash. Three Mekayim is Kadosh Baruch Hu Shor Hishchina. Ubekum Leishoris El Bechelik Binyamin. Each time it was in the Chelik Binyamin. Shneimet says in the pasuk, Choyfev Olav Kol Yoyim Uvein Ksef of Shochein. That's one of the brachas by Binyamin. The Gemara says, what was the word choifef? Kol chafifois lo yehu el bechel koishel binyamin. The word choifef over here the art scroll translates hovering. So Choyf Valav Kadosh Baruch Hu is hovering, or Binyamin was hovering. If you remember, we had the Gemara earlier on that Binyamin had a tremendous, tremendous tshuka, tremendous cheshik, that the Mokam Shechina should be in his chelik, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to him. And Vein Ksef of Shachin, if you remember, we learned that the Beis Hamikdash could have been put on even a higher level in Yerushalayim called Ein Etam, which is even higher than the Harabayis. But the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu made it on Dafkan the Harabayis is because Uvein Ksef of Shachin, just like the head is slightly submerged from the shoulders, shoulders go up a little bit higher, the head goes in between, like into the valley between the shoulders. So too, the Beis Hamikdash is on a Harabayis, which is slightly submerged compared to Ein Etam. And the reason for that, we had been more before, because it says that the Sanhedrin is supposed to sit next to the bringing of the Karbanois, and the Sanhedrin was in the Chelek of Yehuda. Binyamin had the Beis Hamikdash built in his Chelek, and where did Yehuda and Binyamin come together? In the Beis Hamikdash. If it would have been an Ein Etam, it would have been a distance from the Sanhedrin to Ein Etam, to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Sefer Shochein is referring to the Makam Hamikdash in the Harabayis. Good. Anyway, but we darsh from this pasuk, Chayfa lev kalayim, kol chafifas layihu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is hovering over all these three in the chelik of Binyamin. So the Shechina was shoira in these three places. Now, we have a big, big problem. Kiosl Abaye Amra Kameid Rav Yosef. Abaye told the Shtikul Torah in front of Rav Yosef, we just said now that these three, chelik Binyamin. Omar, he said, Chad bro havalei lechelu. I think this is the only time in Shas where Abaye's father is identified. As we know, Abaye was a Yosem from both sides, because his father passed away in his mother's pregnancy, and the mother passed away either in labor or shortly thereafter, and therefore Abaye was brought up by his uncle Rabba Bar Nachmeni. That's why Abaye sometimes is called himself Nachmeni. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, Rav Yosef heard the Shtikul Torah from Abaye, and he said, Kailu, the father of Abaye, only had one son, Abaye, Blay Miskin, but he didn't say a good Shtikul Torah. No, the Shtikul Torah is Shvach. Why? Because in the passage that we quote in the Amud Aleph, V'yitosh Mishkan Shilai, we're talking about Mishkan Shilai, Uksiv V'yimas Bo'oil Yosef, B'shev Yerfraim Leivachar. So we see that the Mishkan Shilai was in Yosef's portion, not in the portion of Binyamin. Omer Rav Ada Maika Kashalei, I don't understand the Ganze Kasha. Dilma Shechina B'chedik Binyamin, V'sanhedri Gedoyle B'chedik Yosef. In other words, just like by the Beis Hamikdash, which you just spoke about a moment ago, that the Beis Hamikdash was built and the Mizbeach was built in the Chedek of Beis Yamin, the Sanhedrin was right next door in the Lishkas Agozis, in the Chedek Yehuda, but they were adjacent to one another. Same thing in Shiloh, where the Mishkan was built perhaps in the Chedek of Ben Yamin. I'm sorry, the Mishkan itself was Oil Yosef, and that we spoke about in Ben Yamin before. In other words, the oil of Yosef that we're referring to is not the Mishkan itself. The oil is the Eichol Shel Torah, where the Sanhedrin sat. That was Takin Shiloh, and that was next to the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was in the Chelik of Binyamin. So I don't understand the Ganze Kasha on Abai. That's what the Gemara is answering. He says, how can you go and compare Shiloh to the Beis Hamikdash? Haas in the Karvin Nachlis Gabi Adodi. There, Binyamin and Yehuda are one next to each other. Hachami Mekarvan. Who says that the Chelik of Yosef and the Chelik of Binyamin are next to each other? Zokti Mora, why not? Zokti Mora, Hachami Mekarvan. Zokti Mora, Hachami Mekarvan. Yeah, yeah. It could be that they were also Karavia too. What's the right? Kiramar of Choma Bar Chanina. Ritzu Hoysi Yosef Mechelka Shi Yehuda Benechmas Lechelka Yishel Binyamin. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Chelik of Yehuda was right next to the Chelik of Binyamin. And a Ritzua, meaning a small strip of land, one from one chedek to the other. And Binyamin was upset that Epsach chedek of the Mizbeach had to do with Yehuda, and therefore choifav olav kolayoyim. Nebuchadnezzar was nervous, upset, and crying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. So since we see that they were so close, the part went over to Binyamin. Same thing. The Sanhedrin sat on the chelkos shi Yosef, and it was right next to Binyamin, and everything is fine and dandy. That's what it says. Says in the pasuk Tana Shiloh, that's the pasuk that we quoted at the very, very top. And here the groaning and the moaning is that of Binyamin, where Binyamin is saying, I would have wanted to have everything in my chelik, just like he was upset about the Beis Hamikdash. Binyamin had a tremendous, tremendous tshuka that the Shechina should be in his chelik. Okay, anyway, so bottom line is we had this discussion between Abai and Rav Yosef. Notice Rav Yosef was the one that said that the Mishkan was in the Chalik of Yosef. I don't know if there's some sort of connection between Rav Yosef and Yosef, but nevertheless. And it was Abai that was saying it's Chalik ben Yamin. It says, Imara, it's Katanoi, it's Machlikas Tanoi. What did it say, Machlikas Tanoi? Chayf of Olav, Kalayoyim, Zem Mikdash Rishon. Kalayoyim, Zem Mikdash Shani. Uvenk Zevish Shochen, Eliyim Moisa Mashiach. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Brach that we're giving to Binyamin were saying that there will be three times in history. Chayf of Olav, Mikdash Rishon. Kalayoyim, Mikdash Shani. Benk Sefer, Vila Asad Lavi, Moisa Shiach. Every time will be Binyamin, Binyamin, Yamin. Rabbi Aymer, Chayf of Olav, Zeh Oilam Hazeh. Oilam Hazeh means everything by Oilam Hazeh. The Mishkan Shiloh in the Noi, the Givoyin in the base of Mikdash, all is Oilam Hazeh in Mikhailik Binyamin. Kalayoyim, and Moisa Mashiach. Benk Sefer, Shachin, Zeh Oilam Haba. You see a rare Gemara, there's a difference between Moisa Mashiach and Oilam Haba. Anyway, what do we see from Rebbe? Rebbe said that anything but Olam Hazeh, which includes all the Mishkanos, Mishkan Shiloh, Mishkan Noi, Mishkan Noiv, Givon, etc., everything is a Binyamin. That's Rebbe. But the first man the Yama said, oh, no. Only starting from the base Olamim, only starting from the base of Mikdash. Because before that, the Mishkan and Shiloh could have been in the Chavik of Yosef after all. This is a Machloikas Tana. Turn around. Yimei Olam Moishim and Midbar Arboim Shona Choser Achas. We know that the days of the Mishkan were 39. The years of the Mishkan were 39. Why? Because the Mishkan was built in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That was already the second year, right? They came out the first Chodesh Nissan in Pesach time. That's the Lil Seder. Then they had Har Sinai and Sivan. And then Moshe Rabbeinu started building the Mishkan the day after Yom Kippur, after the Luchos Achronos. And Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so that's already year number two. It's year number two. And since they were in the Midbar 40 years, so altogether, Yimei Oil Moed was 39. Abohem Shana Chasarachas. Yimei Oil Moed should be Gilgal. Gilgal was the Arba Esrei Shana. That was Zayin Shekovshu, Zayin Shecholku, the 14 years of Kibbush V'chilik. Yimei Oil Moed should be Noiv V'givoin. That was Chamishim V'sheva, 57 years. Nishtair L'shiloi, Gimel Meois V'shivim Chasarachas. All you have left now for the Mishkan Shiloi is 369 years. Now, what's the Cheshon of 369? So we leave out one key pasuk. The key pasuk in the middle of the Rashi on the right hand side is the pasuk that says in the beginning of Melachim that when David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech built the first base of Mikdash, it was 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. 480 years. Aha. Okay, so now we're going to subtract the other numbers and see how much we have left. If we start with 480. Let's put 480 on the side for a moment. We're going to first subtract 39 years, which was in the Midbar. Then we're going to add 14 to 39. 39 and 14 comes out to roughly 53. Everybody agrees? Yeah. Good. That's 53. Now we're adding to that another 57 years in Noi V'Givoin. 53 and 57 should be roughly 110. Right? So if it's 110, and we said that originally it was 480, so now if you take 480 and subtract 110, you get to 370. So therefore, Gemara tells us that the Mishkan Shiloh was for 369, so we start off with the 49 years, and then the 14 years, and the 369 years, and then the 57 years, and then the next year, in the year 480, they built the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why we needed the Cheshbon to figure out how long the Mishkan Shiloh stood. Okay, may oil Moshe b'midbar boim chaser achas b'nol. How do I know? The Amamar Shon Rishoyin Asa Moshe Sam Mishkan Shnia Hukam a Mishkan. In other words, he's still building it from Yom Kippur until Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, year number two, Hukam a Mishkan. And then Veshalav Moshe Meraglim Shebegil Sat Meraglim, and that was the 40 years Yom Lashana 39 altogether. Good. Shebegil Gav Arba Esrei was 14 years. How do I know? Sheve Shekavshu Sheve Shecholk Minol. Zekom a Kolev. Zekolev said, Then Aboim Shana Nechi Bishaloyich Moshe Eved Hashem Oisim. This is a pasuk in Yeshua, and Kolev says at the time that they sent me as one of the Meraglim together with the other 11, I was 40 years old. Uksiv, the Ata, and now, today I'm Ben Chomish Shmoinim Shah, I'm now 85 years old. This is obviously 45 years later. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Ki Avri Liyardin Bar Kamahava, how old was he when he went over the Yardin? Bar Shivin Vitamni. He must have been 78. Why? Because since it was year 40, he was 40 years old, and then 38 years later we left the Midbar and we went into Eretz Israel, right? Because that was year number 2, where the Meraglim were, and now in year 40, they're in Eretz Israel, so this is 38 years more, so 40 plus 38 is 78. So when he went over the Yarden, he was 78 years old. And now at the beginning of the Chiluk years, after the Kibush years are over, now at the beginning of the Chiluk years, what happened? He's saying the Ka'amar ben Chomish Shmoinim Shona, and now 85. Harishav Vishakomshu, obviously the 7 years that they were Kibush. Vishav Vishakomshu, we don't know the 7 years of Chiluk. Iboy Seima, Mirisheva Shakomshu, Shevanam Vishakomshu. Rashi says that's Svarab Alma. It's probably the same. This is seven, that's seven. Even though there's no really rhyme or reason. But, makes sense. Seven. Seven.
It never says it once.
Exactly, doesn't say it. So we're just using up his forehead. 7 and 7. So that's 14. V'yiboy yisayim min l'mishkachas lo ba'arbe esri shona achar asher huksa ho'ir. Because without saying the 7 plus 7, we're never going to come to the cheshbon of the 40 years achar asher huksa ho'ir. What exactly does that mean? Amit Shem, we hope to continue on that tomorrow. Gracious, everybody. Thank you for coming. Bruch ha'vatzlo.